Okay, let's get started. We tomorrow, as a reminder, we have a guest shiur by Rabbi Reuven Tarrigan Shlita from Yeshivat HaKotel. So please make sure to be here, 11:45 tomorrow until 12:30, Rabbi Reuven Tarrigan Shlita. What I wanted to work on today was the Tosfos in Lamed Hei Amud Aleph that discusses the concept of heter achila. Now, just to frame it in the proper way, the Gemara starts with the line in the Mishnah where the Mishnah said that an esrog shel arla is pasul. So the Gemara wants to know, why is an esrog shel arla pasul? Long story short, the Gemara sounds like it says an esrog shel arla is pasul because ein bo heter achila. That if it's something that you're not allowed to eat during the rest of the year, then on Sukkot you're not allowed to use it for your mitzvah of dalad minin. Period. That's the answer the Gemara seems to give. So the question that is going to hover over the entire sugya as we go through all the different Rishonim and Achronim is, what's the real reason that an esrog shel arla is pasul? So it sounds like a silly question because the Gemara says, because ein bo heter achila. So what I mean by that question, what's the real reason, is two things. First of all, is the Gemara giving us its best reason? Or is the Gemara perhaps giving us a reason, but there are better reasons that an esrog shel arla is possible? That's one possibility that we're going to see in Rishonim. Another possibility is, maybe the Gemara is giving us its best reason, but what does that mean? What does Ein Bo Heter Achila mean? Where does it say in the Torah, Heter Achila? It doesn't say that in the Torah. It says, L'kachtam l'chem v'yom rishon priyei tzadar, etc. Where does it say Heter Achila? It doesn't say the word Heter Achila. So what does Heter Achila mean? What's the problem of Heter Achila? Those are the two subcategories of the general question of, you know, the two perushim of what I mean by the question that hovers over the whole sugya is, why is esrog shel arla in fact pasul? Again, what we know, it's the Gemara says because of heter achila. So point number one, is that really the answer, or is the Gemara holding back on something? And point number two, if that is really the answer, what does it mean? What does ein bo heter achila mean? Where do we find that there's a problem of esrog that's ein bo heter achila? So the way Tosfos sets up is that there are in fact three parts to Tosfos. You could divide the Tosfos into three distinct sections. Section number one of Tosfos I don't want to focus on at all. I don't have anything to say about it. Section number two of Tosfos, let's go straight to that one, where Tosfos at the end of the line is the words Ve'im Tomar. And basically, as I mentioned to you yesterday, if you're going to talk about things that are Asur Bahana'a, and throughout the entire parak, every time something that's Asur Bahana'a comes up, you say, oh, you can't use that for Dalad Minim because of Kitzuzei Mechta Shirei. And you're always going to give the same reason. Lulav Shel Hashem Shel Nedachas, Kitzuzei Mechta Shirei. Arav Shel Hashem Shel Nedachas, Kitzuzei Mechta Shirei. Esrog Shel Hashem Shel Nedachas, Kitzuzei Mechta Shirei. And then you come up with something that's Asur Bahana'a, and all of a sudden you have a new reason. You say, Heter Achila. Ein bo heter achila. That's the reason that it's problematic. And you veer from what you've been saying, you veer from the story that you've been sticking with for the whole perek. That seems a little bit strange. So the way you can ask that question, there are two ways to ask that question. One way to ask that question is, well, ein bo heter achila is such a good reason, why haven't we used this before? Why didn't we say ein bo heter achila or ein bo din mamon when we were discussing a lulav shel hashev shel nedachas, when we were discussing an esrog shel hashev shel nedachas, when we were discussing hadas maravos shel hashev shel nedachas? Why did we only come up with heter achila din mamon, with that idea of heter achila din mamon? Why just now? Where were we before now? Why didn't we come up with that earlier? That is one way to phrase the question. The other way to phrase the question is, well, we've been so happy with this kitusei mechta shirei explanation, why abandon it now? It's been working so well for us. Stick with Kitzuzei Mechta Shirei. Why over here are we not saying Kitzuzei Mechta Shirei? Tosfos asks both of those questions, and those are part 2 and part 3 of Tosfos, respectively. So part 2 of Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Gabi Lulav Shel Hashev Shel Nedachas, Laman on Time of the Mechta Shirei. Why do you need the reason of Mechta Shirei earlier? Why haven't we used the reason of Ein Bo Heter Achila the entire time? We should have said that the reason a lulav shel hashev shel nedachas is possible is because there's no din mamon on a lulav shel hashev shel nedachas. Why does Tosfos talk about din mamon? He doesn't talk about heter achila, because by lulav it's not shayach heter achila. Why is it not shayach heter achila? Because you don't eat lulavim, right? So by lulav it's only shayach to talk about din mamon. And in our Gemara, the Gemara has a suffix whether din mamon matters or not. So he says, no, the suffix whether din mamon matters or doesn't matter, whether ein bo din mamon is a problem, is only a suffix by esrog. Because by esrog, since it's a food, so you might think that who cares whether it's din mamon or not, as long as I can eat it. But when it comes to things that you can't eat, then clearly din mamon does matter. So by lulav, he says, kulei amu lo pligi, everyone would agree, din mamon for sure does matter by lulav. So says Tosfos, so why didn't we say it? By lulav shel hashev shel nedachas, we said kitus emech shure. Why not go with what we're saying now? Heter achila din mamon. Say that it didn't have din mamon. Because even if you say that you're not choshesh by esrog for din mamon, hainu mishum diyikar la'achila, v'lulav das be'achila, ksiv lachem di deli ni din mamon. By lulav, clearly you would need din mamon. That's Tosfos kasha. Why didn't we say the idea of din mamon earlier by lulav? Before we answer Tosfos kasha, it's important to point out that there's a kasha and the kasha. Another way to phrase Tosfos kasha, just to make clear what the kasha and the kasha is going to be, another way to phrase Tosfos kasha would be, why would we ever use kitus emech tashiure by things that are sabana? There's a more fundamental reason to passel them, and that is that in bo hatarchilo ein bo din mamon. So by anything, any place earlier in this parak that we said kitus emech tashiure, Tosfos is in fact asking, we should have just said ein bo hatarchilo ein bo din mamon. Now, if you had to pick one example of where we could have used ein bo hatarchilo, we could have used the same argument we're using for nesrog shel arla, which example would you have chosen? Tosfos gives the example of lulav shel hashev shel nedachas. What's he going with? The first time kitus emech tashiure came up in the parak. Lulav is the first thing we discussed. So he's saying, okay, I'll pick that one. I'll ask from that. But l'chora, Tosfos could have asked much more directly. Because by asking from lulav, what he had to do is he had to touch up how by lulav, din mamon really means something. Even though by esro, we're not sure if din mamon means something. And he had to explain. There was way more explanation than he would have otherwise needed by picking the example of lulav. What example would have been a better example? Where else did you say kitus emech tashiure where you could have just said straight up, in bo heter achila, what do you need kitus emech tashiure? So we just discussed it yesterday, 2 lines ago. Right? The Gemara said, shel hashev shelo nedachas pasul. Why is an esrog shel hashev shelo nedachas pasul? So Gemara said, my taima, kivin del shev akoy kitus emech tashiure. And then the very next line is, shel arlo pasul. Oh, why is that? Heter achila, din mamon. The juxtaposition is so clear right here. Tosfos should have asked, instead of schlepping me back 5 plot to ask from lulav, he could have looked on the line above where we are right now and said, why did we say kitus emech tashiure over there, over right here by esrog of asher avir nidachas? We could have said right here that the issue is because in bo heter achila. And then Tosfos wouldn't have had to go through this whole explanation, this whole chad gadya about it's about din mamon, not heter achila, and even though din mamon doesn't matter over here, din mamon matters over there. He doesn't need all that. He could have just said straight, heter achila, and he would have had a much better kasha. This kasha is not my kasha. I think it's a good one, but it's not my kasha. This kasha is raised by the Kleisenberger Rebbe in that Tshuvas Divrei Yatziv that I showed you yesterday in some Reish Samach Tes and Oz Beis over there. He says, Kol Divrei Tosfos Tzrichin Birutuva Shelo Hikshu Mitchila Meisugyan Hacha Gufa. Why doesn't it ask from kitus emech tashiure by esrog shel hashev shel nedachas? Instead of that's what Tosfos should have asked from, instead of going all the way back 5 blot to ask from lulav where we said kitus emech tashiure. So it's a kasha on the kasha. It's not a teretz at all. It's a kasha on the kasha. It's asking why would you ask the kasha in this way? There's a much better way to formulate the kasha. Let's leave that kasha aside for right now. Now the pashut. Before we leave it aside, the Pashut answer might be that line that he wants to ask from of Esrog Shel Asher V'Shalir Nidachas, that it's possible because Ketus Emech Tashiure, as we learned yesterday, that line is a disputed line. There was the Girsa of the Ravid, that the Girsa that Tosfos quoted also, that the reason that Esrog Shel Asher V'Shalir Nidachas is possible is because of Mitzvah B'Aveira. Not kitus emech tashiure. So maybe Dafka wanted to pick something that was definitively kitus emech tashiure. And once he's going past esrog, he's going further back than esrog, then he might as well go all the way to lulav. Might as well go to the beginning. So that would be the pashut answer. But Tosfos l'shitaso holds that there is no doubt about this line. That this line definitely is kitus emech tashiure. That it's not about mitzvah baba aveira. That's what Tosfos said earlier, 5 blot ago. So Tosfos Shitaso should have asked from our Gemara, instead of schlepping you back five blat to ask about lulav shalashev shalim dachas, should have asked just straight from esrog shalashev shalim dachas. That is the kasha on Tosfos kasha. Good? So let's leave that aside for now. Maybe we'll get back to that a little bit later. So again, Tosfos kasha is, why have we been saying throughout the whole parakitus and mechtashure, we should have just been saying, ein bo din mamon, ein bo hetrachila, and that would have been enough. So says Tosfos, yeshlomer dinaka to mechtashure, kitei lifsal biyam tovsheni. Says, because the reason we've been using Ketuzah Mechta Shiri is because it's a better reason. Ketuzah Mechta Shiri is more inclusive than Ein Bo Heter Achila, Ein Bo Din Mamon. Ein Bo Heter Achila, Ein Bo Din Mamon will only possible for day one, will not possible for all 7 days. Ketuzah Mechta is possible for all 7 days. So anytime we can, we use Ketuzah Mechta Shiri. What you see from that line of Tosfos is that he's assuming that whatever the problem of Ein Bo Heter Achila is, which we haven't exactly 100% defined, it's a kind of problem that only lasts for 1 day. So what problems last for only 1 day? Which psulim of Nesrog, or of Dalminim in general, are only problematic for 1 day? So we know that psulim of Hadar are only a problem for 1 day, mostly, and that psulim of Lachem are only a problem for 1 day. So Tosfos very much limits what the problem might be with Ein Bo Heter Achila with that line. By saying Ein Bo Heter Achila is only a 1 day din, it's only a first day din, whereas Ketuzah Mechta Shiri is a 7 day din, so he's already giving you a little bit of a hint of where he's going to go with Ein Bo Heter Achila, what he thinks Ein Bo Heter Achila means. We know what Rashi holds, right? What does Rashi say? Ein Bo Heter Achila, the problem is, Rashi says, V'rachmana Amar Lachem, Haray Lachem, Mechol Darkei Anaso, and it's din Lachem. So Tosfos probably agrees with that, that it's a din lachem, and that's why it's only going to be a psul for 1 day. Now, part three of Tosfos builds off of part two, meaning once Tosfos has established that Ketuzah Mechta Shiure is much more inclusive than Ein Bo Heter Achila, and if you, whenever you can say Ketuzah Mechta Shiure, you must say Ketuzah Mechta Shiure. So that leads right into his next question, which is, okay, great. Now I understand why the entire parak until now we've been saying Ketuzah Mechta Shiure. What I don't understand then is why don't we say Ketuzah Mechta Shiure by Arla? Right, that leads right into his question. He's setting it up. That's why he asked the other way first, so he could build this yesod, that Ketuzah Mechta Shiure is a better reason, it's a stronger reason. Once he builds that yesod, it makes the question so much more obvious in the other direction. Okay, Ketuzah Mechta Shiure is a better reason. Why didn't we use Ketuzah Mechta Shiure for Esrog Shel Arla? Why are we coming up with this Heter Achila business? So says Tosfos, V'im tamar Esrog Shel Arla tepkele demechta shiure demitzvaso b'sreifa. Esrog Shel Arla should be Ketuzah Mechta Shiure also, because there's a mitzvah to burn Arla. In order for something to be Ketuzah Mechta Shiure, you have to say that it's a mitzvah to burn it. So since there's a mitzvah to burn Arla, it's got to be Ketuzah Mechta Shiure. How do we know there's a mitzvah to burn Arla? So if you look through the entire Chamisha Chumshei Torah, you will never find a mitzvah to burn Arla. So where do we get a mitzvah to burn Arla? So Tosfos says, it's a Mishnah. A Mishnah Maseches Tzemura says, Elu hein hanisrafin. These are the things that need to get burnt, and on the list is Kilei HaKerem and Arla. So Arla is not just Hasbana, you have a chiv to burn it. Once you have a chiv to burn it, anything that you have a chiv to burn, you have to, you say Ketuzah Mechta Shiure. Anything that you have to burn, you say Ketuzah Mechta Shiure. So Arla you have to burn, from, we know from the Mishnah. Where does the Mishnah know that you have to burn Arla? Where is the Pasuk? So Tosfos says, it's a drasha that applies by Kilei HaKerem, that comes up by Kilei HaKerem. By Kilei HaKerem it says, pen tukad eish, and the Gemara darshins, pen tikad eish, the Pasuk says, pen tikad eish, but it spells it male with a vav, so the Gemara darshins, the spelling must be there to tell you that you could split up the words differently, and you could read it, pen tukad eish. So it's referring to fire. You see from there, you burn Kilei HaKerem, and Arla is compared to Kilei HaKerem, so you burn Arla also. Mele chiv d'araisa to burn Arla. Once you have a chiv d'araisa to burn Arla, Ketuzah Mechta Shiure. So is that the most convincing drasha in the world? All you need to do is take a word in the Torah, split it into two words, and play games with all the words, and then and that will tell you that you burn Kilei HaKerem. I won't even tell you burn Arla. And then make up that there's a comparison between Arla and Kilei HaKerem, and then you're good to go. There you have it. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa to burn Arla. So, it doesn't sound very convincing. Problem is, Tosfos has a Mishnah in this corner. The Mishnah says, Beferish, Eluhen and Nisrafin, and it lists Arla as something that you have to burn. So it doesn't sound like a very convincing drasha. The drasha almost sounds like what the Ramban writes in his Hakdama to Chumash, where the Ramban writes in his Hakdamah to his commentary in Chumash, that Kol HaTorah Kula is Shmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the entire Torah is all really one big name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ramban says, for instance, we see the words Bereshis Bara as being the first two words of the Torah, as meaning in the beginning he created, right? So, but he says, on some deeper level, Bara, Sheyis Bara, also means something. You break up the words any which way, it also means something, because it's all different variations of the Shem Hashem. On some deeper level, there's so many layers of Torah meaning, and that's what the Tziv explains in the second Akdama to the commentary in the Shiltos, that's why the Torah is so often written in a way that sounds like a bad piece of literature. It sounds like someone who wasn't being clear, who was being purposely vague. No, because when there's a book that has so many layers of meaning, it has to be that way. It's like, you know, those pictures that you look at from two different directions, and it's a picture of two different things. It's not a particularly good picture of either one of them, because it's not particularly clear, I should say, of either one of them, because if it's going to have multiple layers of meaning, then it's going to lose clarity in the simplest layer of meaning. So that's how the Tziv explains the multiple levels of meaning of the Torah. But that's what Ramban says, that all of Torah could really be split up that way. That's why the Ramban holds that if a Sefer Torah is chasar o sachas, if it's missing even a single letter, the Sefer Torah is pasul. We don't pasken that way. And we pasken if it's missing a meaningful letter, it's pasul. But Ramban holds any letter, even if the word Aharon is supposed to be spelled with a vav, and it's not, or it's not, and it is, the Ramban holds that Pasul's all Sefer Torah. Why? Because you've ruined the Shem Hashem. On the Pasha level, I didn't ruin anything. It reads the same way, it's pronounced the same way, it means the same thing, but on those deeper levels, you've ruined the Shem Hashem. That's the Shitas Ramban. That's why Minchas Chinuch asks the Kasha, how any of our Sefer Torah are Kasha nowadays, because the Gemara in Kiddushin says, we're not Pekiyin, the Chaseros V'Yaseros. We're not experts on all the Vavs and the Yuds and the Hays in the Torah. And our Sefer Torah are very different than the Sefer Torah were probably hundreds of years ago in terms of those elements, the Chaseros V'Yaseros. So how does one ever be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Okay, that's a Kasha that the Achronim will deal with. But that's what this Drasha sounds like. Pentikadesh, split it up. Pen tukad eish, and that's a drasha d'oraisa. That's a Ramban vart about the depth and Kabbalistic meaning in Torah. A drasha d'oraisa to teach me din that you have a chiv to burn klei hakerem. Where does the Mishnah get such a din? So if you look, Tosfos Maseches Tmura isn't convinced that there is such a din. Tosfos Maseches Tmura on Daf Lamed Gimel over there, the on that Mishnah where we're quoting from, which is source number. Somewhere in here. Source number 18. Right? He says, from Arlov Kilakarim Sarachian. It's interesting. He doesn't have a problem with the drasha. He says, Sarachian, remember there are two steps to the drasha. The drasha is Pentikadesh means Pentukadesh. And then but that drasha was by Kilakarim. We then have to extend it to Arla. So he's got a problem with the extension. He says, okay, I got it. By Kila Akerim, I understand. Where do we ever find it by Arla? So he says, Rashi tells you it's a Hekish. Tosfos doesn't sound particularly convinced that there's a mitzvah to burn Arla. But again, it's a Mishnah. So what are you going to do with the Mishnah? Mishnah says, Eluin and Strafin. So you could say all you want that you're not convinced that there's a mitzvah to burn Arla. Why am I so caught up with this issue? It seems like a side issue. This is the backbone of Tosfos' Kasha. Tosfos' Kasha is premised on the fact that there's a mitzvah to burn Arla. Is chiv to burn Arla. Because Tosfos Solkasha is we should say Kitus Mechtas by Arla. You can't suggest to say Kitus Mechtas unless you have to burn Arla. So it's the backbone of Tosfos Kasha. So the Chassam Sofer says there's no chiv to burn Arla. How do I know, says Chassam Sofer? Because it never says in Shas anywhere that you have to burn Arla. And even when the Rama mentions the idea of burning Arla, he only mentions it Derech Agav in Hilchos Pesulei HaMikdashim. He doesn't mention it directly anywhere in Hilchos Zra'im, in Hilchos Arla. There's no chiv to burn Arla. There's a mission against Chassam Sofer. Mishnah says Eluin and Estrafin. Chassam Sofer says that's telling me a different din. Eluin and Estrafin means these are the things that you should burn, that we recommend burning, not a chiv to burn. The only way to make Arla mutter is by burning it. Once you burn Arla, you're allowed to use the ashes of it. It's no longer, the ashes aren't Asr Bahana'ah. Unlike, let's say, Asherah, where the whole thing is Asr, even after you burn it, you're not allowed to benefit from it at all. If you burn Arla, the ashes are Mutar Bahana'ah. So that's Eluin and Nisraf, and that's all it means. But not that there's a Chiv to burn it. you could do whatever you want with it. Chassam Sofer says, what's my biggest raya? I had very halig rebbeim, and they all had arla trees. They had fruit trees in the backyard. None of them ever burnt the arla. They always left it to rot. Avos sara, but that's what we do. That we don't burn arla. That's his raya. That's all Chassam Sofer needed. So you have. So he says that there's no mitzvah to burn arla. If that's true, then the whole backbone of Tosfos Kasha falls away. Right? Tosfos whole Kasha is there's a mitzvah to burn it, and therefore we should say kitusimichtas shiurei. Now, the okay, so and Tosfos says, Tosfos just adds on to the kasha. Umehai taimanami pasul esrog shel truma tameya demitzvasa besreifa v'lomelan taimadat rechila. Tosfos says, you know what? This kasha is not only kasha on arla. It's also a kasha on the Gemara and Daf on Lamed Hem base. The Gemara says, "How do I know Truma Tameya's pasul?" What does the Gemara say? Telespa hetrachila. There's no hetrachila. Anytime we have those words, telespa hetrachila, we should be asking ourselves, why didn't we say kitusim echtashire? So Truma Tameya, what do you do with Truma Tameya? You burn Truma Tameya. Kitusim echtashire. What are we doing with Hetrachila? Again, after Tosos is miyased in the middle of Tosos, in part two of Tosos, that Kitusim Echtas is a better reason than Hetrachila. So he's got to hunt down every time we use Hetrachila, see if we could have used Kitusim Echtas, and then ask why we didn't. So he's got that kasha by Erla, he's got that kasha by Truma Tameya. Both of those cases we could have used Kitusim Echtas, and we didn't. Now, Truma Tameya, is there a mitzvah to burn Truma Tameya? Is there a chiyuv to burn Truma Tameya? So Arla Tos said Pentukadesh, 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 Kilakerim, Arla, good. So that's where he got that there's a requirement to burn Arla. Truma Tameya, there is a mitzvah to burn, but the way the Gemara phrases it is very unique. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Chafei Amud Aleph says as follows. Amr Rav Nachum, Amr Rav Baravua, Amr Kra, Va'ani hinei nasati lucha es mishmeres trumosai, is the way the Gemara reads it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have given you my trumos. What's strange about the pasuk? Should have said trumasi, my truma. Why my trumos? So the Gemara darshins b'shtei trumos akasam medaber. There are two types of truma. What are the two types? Truma tahora and truma tameya. Stay trumas akasam medaber. Achas truma tahora, v'achas truma tameya. Va'amar achmana, and the pasuk is still telling you that nasati lecha esh mishmeres trumosai. Both of them are for you. Both of them are to be enjoyed. Truma tahora. How do you enjoy truma tahora? What's the mitzvah? Truma tahora. You eat it. Kohen eats it. Not you. Kohen eats it. Right. Give it to the kohen and he eats it. How do you enjoy Truma Tameya? So that's what the Gemara says. Shalicha tehei lasika tachas tavshilcha. Even Truma Tameya you're supposed to enjoy, use it to cook your food. So there's a mitzvah to burn Truma Tameya, but the way the Gemara phrases it is very unusual. The Gemara doesn't say, burn it, destroy it, get rid of it. The Gemara says, enjoy it differently. Don't enjoy it by achila. Enjoy it by using it to cook your food. That would be a wonderful, wonderful way to make use of your truma. Rambam also, the Rambam, when he quotes this halacha, Hatruma lekohen, bein tameya, bein tahora, bein tameya, Hilchos Trumos Perek Beis, bein tahora, bein tameya, all goes to the kohen. Hatahora nechelas lekohanim, the truma tahora gets eaten by kohanim, vatameya yehanu bisreifasa. Now, if the Rambam is describing a din where you have to destroy, Truma Tameya is a din to destroy it, what words would he choose? Chayiv Bisreifa, Chayiv Lisrof. Listen to the Lashon. Hatameya, Yehanu Bisreifasa. What's he emphasizing? Enjoy it! Enjoy the Truma Tameya! Use it! Benefit from it! Great! That's part of the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of being nene through the Sreifa. So Soloveitchik pointed out that you see that there's actually three fundamental different types of chiyuve sreifa. There's a chiyuv sreifa of shel asherah v'shel erin dachas, where you need to burn it, and then the result, what you get out of the burning, you're not even allowed to use, even after it's burnt. It's also bana. That's the most severe kind of shreifa. Chiyuv to destroy, and once it's destroyed, still can't use it. You have the least, well, let's go in order. The middle kind of shreifa, orla, even if there is a mitzvah to burn, like Tosfos believes that there is, you're allowed to use the burnt up pieces. Everyone agrees to that, that you're allowed to use the ashes of Arla and banana from the ashes. Are you allowed to use Arla as your firewood to cook your dinner? No. But once it's already burnt, you can use the ashes. And then all the way on the other end, you have Truma Tameya, where the chiyuv to burn is not at all a chiyuv to destroy. It's a chiyuv to get Hana'a through burning. You're supposed to burn it and banana from the burning. Three completely different types of mitzvahs of Sreifa. Soloveitchik wanted to say, Tosfos' assumption that we're going to say Kitusa Mechta Shiurei. So how do you learn Kitusa Mechta Shiurei? What's the din of Kitusa Mechta Shiurei? Is Kitusa Mechta Shiurei, does it... There are several ways you can phrase it, and we've phrased it multiple different ways already, but let's put it this way. Soloveitchik doesn't quite phrase it like this, but let's put it this way. Is Kitusa Mechta Shiurei a din in, and this we've mentioned before, Kol ha'omid le'ke, that anything that's going to have a certain end, we view as if that happened already. And since Truma Tameya has to get burnt, we view it as if it's burnt up already, and therefore it's Kitusa Mechta Shiurei. Arla has to get burnt, and therefore we view it as if it's burnt up already. Asher and Indachas, it would all be the same. Because they're all omid le, they're all omid lisrof, they're all omid to get burnt, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, it's already burnt. Or maybe no. Maybe Kitusa Mechta Shiurei is not a din in, it's going to be this way, therefore view it that way already. No, maybe Kitusa Mechta Shiurei is a din as follows. That since it is so usser and so bad, we view it as if it's not there, as if it's completely destroyed. Because of the Chomer Ha'isser of the item, that you're not even allowed to get Hana'ah from it, and you have to even destroy it. Because we're so serious and we treat it so severely, so harshly, view it even before it's destroyed, as if it's destroyed. What's the difference between the two? If you say the second way, it sounds like it's a din in destruction. Kitusa Mechta Shiurei is, since you must destroy this and treat it with such severity, therefore view it as if it's destroyed already. But when you burn Truma Tameya, the din is not a din in destruction. Primarily it's a din in using the Truma to get Hana'a. Elamai, you have to get Hana'a from it, not in the conventional way of eating it, because it's Truma Tameya, but by burning it and using that fire for your own Hana'a. So says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe Kitusa Mechta Shiurei only applies by Arla and by Asher Virin Dachas, where there's definitely a din in destroying it and getting rid of it. Maybe by Truma Tameya, you wouldn't say Kitusa Mechta Shiurei. So at least on that point, you can answer Tosfos Kasha. Maybe Truma Tameya, since it's not a din in destroying, it's a din in being ne'ne b'sreifasa. The Rambam says, Yehanu b'sreifasa, Yehanu mimena. We want you to get Hana from it. So maybe you wouldn't say Kitusa Mechta Shiurei or something like that. Now, just to be clear, Rav Soloveitchik is not being mechadesh the idea that there are three types of sreifa. That idea already appears in the Ritva. The Ritva already says clearly there are three separate mitzvahs of sreifa, by Asher Virin Dachas, by Arla, and by Truma Tameya. They're definitely all three different types of mitzvah sreifa. That's pashut from the dinim, that Asher Virin Dachas, even after it's burnt, you can't use the ashes. Arla, you can use the ashes. And Truma Tameya, not only can you use the ashes, you're even supposed to get Hana'ah while it's burning. So those dinim are very clear. In fact, the Ritva says, that helps to explain an anomaly in the Mishnah. If you look at the Mishnah, what does the Mishnah say? Esrog ha'gazel v'yavish pasul, fine. Shel Asher Virin Dachas, pasul. Shel Arla, pasul. Shel Truma Tameya, pasul. What should it have said? Should have said, Shall Asher Vishal Indachas Vishal Arla Vishal Truma Tameya Pasul. Why does he have to break it up into three separate bavels, into three separate phrases in the Mishnah? So says the Ritva, because they're three separate Chiyuve Sreifa. They're all because of Kitusa Mechtas Shiurei, the Ritva says. They're all because of Kitusa Mechtas, but the Kitusa Mechtas works on three different levels, because there are three different mitzvahs of Sreifa. One is a mitzvah, right? Like we've been describing, what the three mitzvahs of Sreifa are. So that's all Good. So that's Tosas Kasha. Tosas Kasha is, if Kitivs Mechtas is a better reason than Ein Bo Heter Achila, why by Arla and by Truma Tameya did we use Ein Bo Heter Achila? We shouldn't use Kitivs Mechtas. So what's Tosas Teretz? Yishlamu Devadeh Lo Yitzarech Lo Hayitzarech Ela Nechleku Bahanach Taimi Linyin Arla Mishum Denafkamina Linyin Maisar Sheini Kitamaskina Nikivinayim Maisar Sheini Velibdir Meir. That basically tells the Teretz is Enochinami. Kiddush Mechtas is a better reason. And remember how I started Shir. The main question that's hovering over this entire sugya: what's the real reason that Arla Nesruk Shel Arla is possible? So look at me like I'm from another planet, because the Gemara says the real reason is Ein Bo Heter Achila. Says Tosfos, no, the Gemara is just joking. That's not the real reason. The real reason is not Ein Bo Heter Achila. The real reason is why does it mention Ein Bo Heter Achila? Did Mamo and Rizal get into all this? Because that's going to be pertinent information once we get down to discuss Maaser Sheni. So since it's going to be important when you discuss Maaser Sheni, we just give like a sneak peek. Problems with Tosfos Teretz? I mean, it's off the wall, and that's one problem. It's, when do we ever say such a thing? It's not like this is going to come up again in five blocks, so we want to foreshadow and get us familiar with the concepts. This is going to come up on the next line of Gemara. Couldn't it wait? You know, we just said in the last line, Asher v'shalein dachas, kitus v'mech tashiure. We're going to say in the next line, Maaser Sheni, it's about Heter Achila. So in this middle line about Arla, we couldn't just say kitus v'mech tashiure, and then hold off this discussion of Heter Achila Dimam for one more line where it actually belongs? We have to confuse the world by having a whole discussion that doesn't even belong here to introduce us to a concept which I will be introduced to anyway in 3 seconds? Very, very strange. So what's the alternative? What's the alternative to saying what Tosa says? That it's not. So one alternative is to say, along the lines of what Rav Soloveitchik was saying, that no, maybe Kiddushin Mechtas won't apply to Arla or to Nesruk Shel Arla and Nesruk Shel Truma Tameya for some reason. The only thing is, Rav Soloveitchik only explained why it wouldn't apply to Truma Tameya. Didn't explain why it shouldn't apply to Arla. So, is there any alternative to what Tosfos answers? And his answer leaves us so unsatisfied. What's the alternative? So the Ritva has what is nothing short of a wild chiddush. The Ritva writes that Ein Bo Heter Achila, we're misunderstanding what the words mean. We're not touching the words correctly. It says Ein Bo Heter Achila is another way to say Kitus Mechtas Shire. This is the Ritva, source number 23. The second paragraph over there. It says, Vaskin and Dahi Gomer, Mar Sablifi Shem Beter Achila, Kolomer, Shein La Bahana'a Liolam. In Beter Achila means, it's Asr Bahana'a. Which means, Shomedes L'Sreifa, it has to be burnt. Which means, Kitu Zemech L'Shire. Same Beter Achila just means, Kitu Zemech L'Shire. Ah, how could we be so foolish? We missed that the whole time. So no, what's the problem with the Ritva? What? Right, well, right. Most importantly, the problem with the Ritva is when the Gemara has meant Kitus Mechtas Shire, it hasn't been so shy about it. It said it. You know when it last said it? The last line that we just read in the Gemara, when it spoke about Esrik Shalosh Shem Dachas, wasn't shy to say Kitus Mechtas Shire. So now all of a sudden we're going to change the terminology? We're going to say, oh, it's Heter Achila. We're going to call it Heter Achila. The thing that we've been talking about the whole time, Kitus Mechtas Shire, all of a sudden we're going to call it Heter Achila. That's one major problem. The other major problem is, how do the words translate to Kitus Mechtas Shire? How do the words Heter Achila translate to Isra'na? The Ritva deals with that problem, the second problem. He doesn't deal with the more fundamental issue, at least as far as I can tell. But he deals with the second problem. So how do the words translate? Ein Bo Heter Achila, how does it translate to Kitus Mechtas Shire? So says the Ritva, Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara in Psachim says, how do I know that you're not allowed to get Hana'ah from Chametz? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you can't get Hana'ah. Because the Torah says, Lo Ye'achel. And the Gemara says, whenever it says, Lo Ye'achel, it means, Echad Isra Achila, Ve'echad Isra Hana'ah. that you're not allowed to get hana either. And the Gemara even has deos that goes so far as to say, not only lo yeyachel, lo yochal, lo socha, lo sochlu, all of those lashonos always mean in isra hana, unless there's another drasha to tell you otherwise. So wherever it uses that terminology in the Torah, it always means in isra hana. So the Gemara is using Torah kind of terminology. It's dibru chachamim b'lashon not b'nei adam, but b'lashon ha-kasuv, b'lashon ha-Torah. The chacham over here are using Torah kind of terminology. When the Torah says achila, it means hana'a. So when it says ein bo heter achila, it means ein bo heter hana'a. It's all kitus emachtashire. One second. Truma t'meya. Also, Gemara used the term ein bo heter achila. Means kitus emachtashire. Now, what you would now need to do, if you're going to accept this ritva, which doesn't seem any of us are so eager to accept, but if you're going to accept this ritva, what you would need to do is go through the Gemara, Amud Aleph and Amud Beis, and see where else we've used the concept of Ein Bo Heter Achila, and see if in Isra Hana makes sense. We have a Gemara in Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about Demai. So Beis Hillel holds that you could be Yotze with Demai. So the Gemara says, why? Why can you be Yotze with Demai? Now what kind of kash is that? Why? Why shouldn't you be able to be Yotze with Demai? So the way we normally read that kasha is, you're not allowed to eat Demai. And therefore it's Ein Bo Heter Achila. Is there an Isra Hana on Demai? It's no Isra Hana, it's just Isra to eat it. So the Gemara says, why can't you, why would Beis Hillel hold you're allowed to be Yotze with Demai? So what goes unstated but sounds like the Gemara is asking is, after all, you can't eat it. And you need Heter Achila. So the Gemara answer is, you can eat it because you could be Mafgro Yon Chas and become a poor person, then you'd be allowed to eat it. So it is Heter Achila. So what the Ritva would probably tell you is, notice which words the Gemara doesn't use. It never uses the words Heter Achila. Meaning, what the Ritva would probably tell you is, there is such a din that if you can't eat the esrog, so maybe there is such a din, that if you can't eat it, and you can't use it however you'd like, that it's not called lachem. But that's not what the words ein bo heter achila mean. Whenever the Gemara uses that magical phrase, ein bo heter achila, it means that that it's kiduzem echtashire. But the most troubling part of the Ritva, like we said, is the fact that the Gemara has not been particularly shy about using the phrase kiduzem echtashire when it really meant it. Now, Ein Bo Din Mamon, when he says, means what we think it means. Ein Bo Din Mamon really means Ein Bo Din Mamon. Heter Achila means something different, but it's a way of... What does the Ritva solve? What he solves is dealing with the problem we had with Tosos. Tosos says, this whole thing, Ein Bo Heter Achila, Ein Bo Din Mamon, in regards to Arla, we were just kidding about that. It really has nothing to do with Arla. So the Ritva says, no, we're not kidding. It really does have to do with Arla. Because Ein Bo Heter Achila means Kitus Mechtashure, and that's the din. Meaning, at the end of the day, if you ask Tosos and you ask the Ritva, why can't you use an Esrog Shel Arla? They'll both tell you Kitus Mechtashure. The Ritva might just say Ein Bo Heter Achila, but mean Kitus Mechtashure. But they'll both tell you Kitus Mechtashure is the real reason. So what the Ritva solves is that the Gemara is not just joking, it's just using a different phrase for Kitus Mechtashure. What's the Ritva's problem with saying that Ein Bo Heter Achila is just a chisar and lachem, that it's not yours? So the Ritva has two problems with it. He says, if it were an issue of lachem, then an esrog shel arla should only be possible for one day, because lachem is only a din in one day. It's not a din for 7 days. So it can't just be Ein Bo Heter Achila is a problem of lachem. He doesn't buy that. Problem number two he has, he says, anything that's in your rishus and you have title over it, I don't care that you can't eat it. It is yours. Don't tell me it's not called lachem. You are the owner of it. Someone steals it, they are stealing it from you. If you are the owner of it, the fact that you're not allowed to eat it, I bought antifreeze for my car. If I drink it, I will die. So I can't eat it. It is still mine. Granted, esrog is a fruit, but still. Just because you can't eat it doesn't mean you don't own it. He said it's just completely illogical. That's going to be called that you don't own it. So he says, "Vizeh raya gemura." He quotes a raya from Ma'aseh Sheni, where there's a machlokas if it's lechem or not. According to Rav Meir, the ma'is sheni is mamon gavoa. But according to the Rabbanan, the ma'is sheni is mamon hedyot. It's for sure lechem, even though ein bo din mamon. So he says, you see that title determines lechem. Title determines lechem. So that's why the Ritva doesn't like the idea of using lechem. So what's the alternative? So again, the big question hovering over the whole sugya: what's the real problem of Nesrog Shel Arla? So Tosa said, Kitas Emech Shure. Rashi says, Rashi sounds like he says, problem of lechem. The Ritva asks in that, lechem doesn't make any sense over here. Tosa asks in that, we have a better reason. Kitas Emech Shure is a better reason than lechem. Why wouldn't you say Kitas Emech Shure? So the Rambam has a third approach. The Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, writes that Leficha Chupasul, Sharei Amar Hashem Pri, Ve'ela Einam Ru'im La'achila B'Shum Panim. The Rambam's third approach is that Ein Bo Heter Achila is not a problem of Lechem, it's yours. Like the Ritva says, absolutely you own it. The problem of Ein Bo Heter Achila is that the definition of a fruit is something that you can eat. If you can't eat it, it's not a fruit. It's just pashut, not a pri. And one of the requirements of Nesrug is that it be a pri etzadar. Why didn't we mention this problem of Ein Bo Heter Achila earlier by the other gimel minim? Because the other gimel minim don't have to be a pri. So you're not going to be mentioned earlier. Would this psul be just as strong as the psul of Kedusa Mechta Shiurei? When do you need a pri? Day one or all 7 days? So Pasha, pri etzadar has to be for all 7 days. You need a pri for all 7 days. It's the definition of the Esrog. Of course you need it for all 7 days. So the hole you sowed upon which Tosfos built his kasha was that Kitusei Mechta Shiurei is a better reason. It's a better reason than Ein Bo Heter Achila, because Kitusei Mechta applies for 7 days. Ein Bo Heter Achila only applies for 1 day. Says the Rambam, no, they both apply for 7 days. And here we had an opportunity to teach you a new din. A new din, that there's a din of pri that applies for all 7 days. So that's why we chose this din. That's the Shitas HaRambam. So those are the three basic approaches so far. Now, time flies, for me at least. What we didn't get to, I told you to take a look at that Marsha. Maybe we'll discuss that a little bit on Sunday. I also want to discuss, and what people really talk about over here is what the relationship is with between owning something and Isurei Hana'a. Meaning, when something is Asur B'Hana'a to you, does that mean you are not the owner of it? Can something be Lechem if you're not allowed to get Hana'a from it? Rashi over here and Tosfos seem to assume Ein Bo Heter Achila, Ein Bo Din Mamon, it's Isurei Hana'a, it's going to be a Chisaron in Lechem. Can something be yours if you're not allowed to get Hana'a from it? That is a major discussion. Long Beis Halevi, we're not going to go through the whole thing, just a couple of basic points from the Beis Halevi. Very important Ketzos. So Be'ez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll get into some of that stuff.